a clean heart, oh God, and renew the right spirit within me. Oh, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Oh, cast me not away, cast me not away from thy presence, oh Lord. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Oh, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Oh, create in me a clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Oh, cast me not away from thy presence, oh Lord. From me, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me. Oh, cast me not away from thy presence, oh Lord. From me, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.
Hallelujah. Prayer tonight, Lord. Oh, create in me a clean heart. Oh, God. And renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, O Lord, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Joy of thy salvation, and renew a right spirit within me.
I believe that is everybody's prayer tonight. As we stand before him, the song that we have just sung, that creates a new spirit, a within me, Lord. Just tell the Lord, just speak, say something to the Lord this evening, that the Lord will not cast you away. No, as long as you have come to His presence this evening, just say, Lord, create something in me. Create your love in me. Create, Lord, your faith in me. Create your loving kindness in me. Create, Lord Jesus, something, oh God, that will hold your word. Lord, speak to him. Just let us pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, for today, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness, God, towards us. We thank you, God, for our working places. We thank you, Lord Jesus. We know that, Lord, you bless us tonight. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, God, we pray. Amen. Amen. God, Richie, bless you for coming. Before we sit down, let's just take our Bibles and let's read a word for tonight. Let's turn to Isaiah 45:20-23. Then we shall sit down and read Numbers 21:4-9. Let's look at Isaiah 45:20-23. And let's hear the word of God, what the Lord has for us tonight. Amen. It said, assemble yourself and come. Draw near together. Ye that are escaped of the nation. They have no knowledge. That set up the wood of their graven image, and pray unto a God that cannot save. Tell ye and bring them near here. Let them take counsel together. Who hath declared this from ancient time? Who hath told it from that time? Have not I the Lord? And there is no God else beside me. A just God and a Savior. There is none beside me. Look unto me and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. I have sworn by myself, the word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness and shall not return. That unto me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear. Let's pray once again. Dear Heavenly Father, we've read your word, the word of life. And Father, being the altar, Lord, we look unto you tonight, O Lord Jesus, and all that, Father, you have for us, O God, we pray that, Lord, you prepare us, O Lord, for us to receive, O God. Father, as we just read, Lord, you said we should look unto you. And truly, Lord, tonight we are looking unto you. Because there is nothing that we can look unto that we can receive salvation. So, Father, tonight we thank you, O God, that even your word, exhorts us, O God, to look unto you. Father, we look unto you tonight. Bless us, Lord, with your word. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? And we shall read Numbers 21:4-9. But let's look at what we have just read now. And in the first place, I just want to say, I want to encourage you that God richly bless you for coming. Today, the attendance is really very good. Amen. Amen. The attendance is really very, very good today. Amen. because we are more than two. And he said, where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in their midst. The most important thing is that he is here. Amen. And so the Lord will take his place and he will surely bless us tonight. Amen. So let's look at the word that we have just read. It said, assemble yourself and come and draw near together. That is exactly what we have done tonight. Amen. We have assembled ourselves and have come and have drawn near together. Amen. At least we are fulfilling a scripture that we should not forsake the assembling of ourselves together as we see the time approaching, my brother. So God richly bless you for fulfilling that scripture. That you are what? You are not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, God richly bless you for it. Amen. He said, ye that are escaped of the nation. I think we have come across this thing again. Our studies, the stature of a perfect man, when Peter was addressing the church, he said it was for the people that have escaped the corruption of this world. Amen. People that have escaped the corruption of this world. And here Isaiah also is saying that ye people, come together, assemble yourself together. You are the people that have escaped of the nation. Praise God. You have escaped of the nation. And then listen to what he's talking about, the people who are still entangled by the world. They are entangled in their own righteousness, entangled in their own belief. And what is the Lord telling them? Is that they have no knowledge. Amen. They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image. See? And pray unto a God that cannot save. See? They have no knowledge that set up the wood of their graven image. You see, they don't know the one who made the wood that they are worshiping. You understand it? Oh, praise the Lord. They are worshiping what? Wood. And they don't know who, they have no knowledge of who actually made the wood. See? Instead of worshiping the creator, they are worshiping what? A created item. Oh, praise the Lord. You see? And he said what? It cannot save them. So anything apart from God, the creator himself, when you put your trust in, it can never save you. Amen. And he said, tell ye, bring them near. Let them take counsel together. Who had declared this from ancient time? Who had told it from that time? Have not I, the Lord, that there is no God else beside me? See, there is no other God anywhere. Nothing else can save, because he said, I am a just God and a savior. Amen. A just God and a savior, and there is none beside me. Apart from me, there is no one else. There will never be any God formed before me. And there has never been any God formed after me. And there's no God beside me. Praise God. And so he's telling us tonight, look unto me and be saved. Amen. All ends, all the ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else. Just look unto me. Tonight, Lord, we are looking unto you. He said, I have sworn by myself. See, God said, I've sworn by myself, because he said when he looked, there was no one whom he could swear by. And so he swore by himself. When he was what? He was giving the promise to Abraham. There was no one to swear by. See? The same thing when he said in Isaiah 59:16, he said what? And he looked, and there was no man. See? No intercessor. You see? And so he swore by himself. The word is gone out of my mouth in righteousness. You see? The word of God comes out with what? God's own righteousness. It is not what? Out of what? Lies. No, sir. There is no lie in God. It has come out with what? Righteousness. And he said, it shall not return. Oh, praise the Lord. When God speaks, it will go and establish. It will go and perform. It will never return to him void. Praise God. And whatever he says, it has to be established because he has sworn by himself, because he is God. Amen. And that unto me every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall swear. Amen. Tonight, Lord, we bow our hearts, our thoughts, our minds, and everything before thy throne, O God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for this. Now let's turn to Numbers. Our topic tonight is look unto me. Our topic for prayer tonight is look unto me. Amen. Amen. Now let's turn to Numbers 21, 4 and 9. That is the same, it will be the text for our last provocation in the wilderness. If the Lord tarries and Sunday we had to have a Sunday school, that will the same text will come out as our last text for the tenth provocation. And now, let's hear the word of God. And they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to compass the land of Edom. And the soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way. Why? He said, the soul of the people was much discouraged because of what? Because of the way. Look at it closely. He said, and they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea. You understand it? To compass the land of Edom. When you look at the journey of Israel, they came out from the Red Sea. Amen. And they passed through Edom. Now, when they had come to the borders of the promised land, it was a time when God made Moses to send the 12 elders to go into the land and bring what? Report. And we know it already. That 10 of these elders brought what? Evil report. Till what happened? They said, hey, let us make a captain and go back to Egypt. Let's make a captain and go back to Egypt. You see? And God, you see, they provoked God. They really provoked God. And so what happened? God said, you people, you will never enter into that land that I've promised you. That was when they had reached what? Kadesh Barnea. And so now look at the promised land just before them. And then because of that, you see, because Moses, when God said, Moses, just separate yourself so that I smite these people. And then raise a new word, a new people for you to take them to the promised land. But Moses, according to the word of God, he fell on the bridge. And he said, Lord, forgive them. Amen. But one thing is that when God speaks, he stands by his word. As long as he said the people, they will perish. And their carcass will be found in what? Will be thrown on the world, in the wilderness. God cannot withdraw his word again. It has to what? Happen. But meanwhile, it takes that long period. Brethren, praise the Lord. And so if you do, there is something that is wrong, and God is not an instant justice. You don't see that God is what? Don't bring instant justice. Don't think that it will never come. God is not slack in his word. It will surely come to pass. And so this world will never escape judgment. Praise God. This world will never escape judgment. It will surely come. And so, now the people, they are just close to the promised land. Then because God has said they had to die in the wilderness, God made them to turn back again. You get the point? Because they could see that they were going towards what? The Red Sea again. Towards the same Edom where they had already passed. You see? And then he said, and they journeyed from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea. See, they were going back to the Red Sea again. Towards what? The same way that they had come. You see? And that was why he said, and the soul of the people was much discouraged because of what? Because of the way. They were much discouraged because of what? Because they were going back. You see, you could see how difficult these people were. Wasn't these same people that said they were making a captain to go back to Egypt? Weren't the same people? Now you are going back towards the same place. Now you are complaining again. Very difficult people. Very, very difficult. And so, when they settled, let's verse 5, and the people spake against God and against Moses. Wherefore, he said, wherefore have ye brought us out of Egypt for us to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread. And the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people. And much people of Israel died because they what? They spoke against God and Moses. And God brought what? Serpents amongst them to bite them. And they said they died in what? Much of them, of the people, died. And they were dying. Amen. They were dying. Therefore, the people came to Moses and said, we have sinned. Amen. We have sinned. Confession. See? Confessing what? Their sins. Confession. We have sinned. For we have spoken against the Lord and against thee. Pray unto the Lord that he take away the serpents from us. And Moses prayed for the people. And the Lord said unto Moses, make thee a fiery serpent, and set it up upon a pole. And it shall come to pass that everyone that is bitten, when he looked upon it, shall live. Amen. Amen. When you look upon it, you will what? You will live. Look unto me. Praise the Lord. So this is our subject tonight. Look unto me. And we see these two scriptures that we have read. Isaiah, God is saying, you assemble yourself together. I have sworn by myself. The words have gone out of my mouth. It will never return to me void. Every promise that I've given, it will have to fulfill for you. Just look unto me. Don't look at any other thing, but look unto me. Amen. And then we see in the second scripture that the children of Israel, they sinned. They spoke against God. They spoke against Moses. And God sent what? Fiery serpents among them. And it was beating them. And they were dying. And they came to Moses and confessed their sins. See? They came and confessed that we have sinned. Pray unto God for forgiveness. And Moses prayed for them. And God said, set up a pole and make a what? A brass serpent. And anyone that will look upon that brass serpent will live. Anyone who will look unto it will live. Amen. And so from this scripture that we have read, there must be a third scripture that we should look at. And that is John 3:14. John 3:14. There's a third scripture that we got to look at. And John 3:14 says what? And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. See? The serpent, as Moses lifted the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man also will be lifted up. Praise God. With the same purpose. Praise God. With the same purpose. That if you will look unto the Son of Man, also upon the cross, my brother, you will be saved. If you look unto him, you will be saved. Oh, praise the Lord. Look unto me. Look unto me, and you will be saved. Because this brass serpent in the wilderness was a type of what? Atonement for sin. Atonement for sin. And Christ also is what? Atonement for our sins. And so it is only him we can look unto and be saved. Praise the Lord. And you remember, even that, when he was on the cross, the murderer here and the thief here and the murderer here, one of them looked unto him. See, the other one was trying to what? Trying to tell him that if you are God, if you said you are God, why don't you save yourself and save us? But the other man looked unto him. Now we are going to look at the word look. Amen. We are going to look at the word look. My brother, is very, very important. Because there are many ways of looking at a thing. You can look at something by faith. And you can look at it also in your own words, in your own understanding. But as Christians, we must look at things at faith. Amen. My brother, my sister, maybe you look at Brother Kwame. All of us, when we look at Brother Kwame, we must have one opinion of Brother Kwame. Praise the Lord. We all must have one opinion. Praise God. But if you have different opinions, then it is not the Holy Spirit. Praise God. The way how we look at what? Two people will be looking at the same thing. And they will have different opinions. The same thing, two people will be looking at the same thing and they will have different what? Opinions. Just like what? Moses and Pharaoh. When they were looking at the Israelites who were dubbing that mat. See? Pharaoh saw them as what? People without what? Nation, people who were lost, people who were slaves. But Moses also looked at the same people. He saw Christ in their midst. See? So it's the way how you look at the thing. Praise God. Christians, we must look at things by faith. We must look at things by the Spirit of God. Because, do you know how God sees? Do you know how God sees? Let's turn to, then we'll see how God sees, so that we also look at the same way. How God look things. Let's turn to 1 Samuel 16:7. 1 Samuel 16:7, how God look at things. So that we will look at things in that same way. Amen. We know the story already when God told Samuel to go to the house of Jesse. To go and what? Anoint one of his sons to be what? To be the king of Israel. And so Samuel went. And that is where what happened. But the Lord... Let's start from verse... I've not opened my own. Let's open to... Start from verse 5, let me see. Verse 6. Okay. And it came to pass when they were come, you see, when Jesse called all his children, that he looked on Eliab and said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him. See? Eliab was what? A tall man. So huge. See? Like my brother seated there. Amen. It doesn't mean that if we are tall and huge, God cannot call you. Praise the Lord. I'm talking about my brother Pele. See? Tall, huge. When he came, he said, ah, yes, this is the man God surely have what? Called to be anointed to be king. But what did God say? But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not on his countenance or on the height of his stature, because I have refused him, for the Lord seeth not as man see. See? For man looked on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Amen. So, brethren, let us not look at the outside appearance. Amen. So if you look at the outside appearance, you get many, many word mistakes. If you come to church, what do you come to look for? Do you come to look for what? Brother Maxwell standing here, you are coming to look for faults and mistakes, you will get plenty of them. But if you come here looking for Christ, you will get more, plenty of Christ. Amen. Because it is what? The word that is being preached. It is not Pastor Andrew is being preached. It is not Brother Maxwell that is being preached. It is not Francois that is being preached. But the word that is being preached. Amen. Amen. So you look at the word. You don't look at the man. You look at the man in the sense that look unto his, what is in his heart. Praise God. And so we have this, let's read something from the prophet here. He said, now everybody is looking today. Everybody is looking. Everybody is looking for something. Everybody is looking for something. And looking for something to happen. I believe, Brother Vlad, you are looking for something to happen in your life, isn't it? Amen. Everybody is looking for something to happen. And we know that the world, even the world, is constantly watching. They are looking. The world even is looking. So they are the prophet said they are looking into the skies. They have the radar and the screen. And around the world, every nation is looking for something. Amen. He said even the Ford company, you know, car Ford, the Ford company is looking to make a better Ford. The Chevrolets are looking to make what? A better Chevrolet. See? It's a kind of what? Competition. He said Phoenix, as the city, is looking to make a larger and better town. Dublin is looking to make what? A better town. You see? And he said, now listen to this, what the prophet said here. He said, the nation is looking for more territory so that it can spread itself. You see what is happening? He said, nations are looking for more territory so it can spread itself. And we know what is happening now. Russia now what? Going somewhere and trying to what? Annex a land that is not for him. He's trying to do what? He's trying to spread itself. It's happening today, my brother. He said the church, not the true church, but he said the church, just a church, is looking for more members. You see? That is why when we came, I said today, the attendance is really very, very good. Praise the Lord. He said the ordinary church is looking for what? More members. It is not the members we are looking for. Praise the Lord. He said, but the bride. Oh, praise the Lord. But the bride is looking for what? Is looking for the coming of the Lord. That's why you are here, my brother, my sister. You are looking for the coming of the Lord. Something is telling you that there is coming what? The Lord. Because all what is happening now, it shows, the prophecy is telling us that the time is so near. Oh, my brother, God richly bless you for coming. Because it is something that God has laid upon your heart. The bride is looking for the coming of the Lord. If it is in you. I know as many that are not here, they have genuine reasons why they are not here. Praise the Lord. I know they have very good reasons why they are not here. But we are talking about the word of God also here. Amen. That the thing is, if you are truly, there is something really in you, you will know that there is coming something that you need also, that you will not forsake the assembling of yourself together. Praise God. So what are you looking at, my brother? Now, the prophet was saying that many times we look at the physical sickness and then we overlook the important part of our lives, the spiritual aspect. See? We are looking, said, because he said, Jesus was wounded for our transgression and with his stripes we are healed. When we hear this, we always look at what? The physical sickness. But it includes what? The spiritual most. You will be sick spiritually. Praise God. He came to do the spiritual part of our lives. That is more important. My brother, if you have one leg, take that one leg. If your leg is just one, take that one to heaven. When you are here, we are there. It will never be one leg. Amen. If God cannot heal you of your blindness, Go to heaven with your blindness. Over there, you'll never be blind. The most important thing is that you save your life. Amen. Because he said, if you gain the whole world and lose your soul, what did it profit you? See? So, my brother, it is the more of what? The spiritual. And so if I lay hands upon somebody who is sick and he's healed or she is healed, well, it is good. It is what? Part of what God has given to us to do. But the most important thing is when we lay hands, when we pray for someone, we are more concerned about what? The soul of the person. Amen. That the soul will be saved. So what we are looking at, my brother, we got to look at things by faith. Look at them by faith. And when we say looking at things by faith, what do we mean? We can call one person. And that one person is what? Noah. Amen. We can call many people. Let's look at Noah. Looking by what? Looking by faith. God said it's going to rain. Amen. He didn't see it. He couldn't see the rain. But he looked by faith and believed that it will rain. That is what God said. He has spoken his word and it will what? Never return to him void. Whatever God has said, you don't see it, but believe. Look at it by faith. The thing is not there, but look at it by faith. And you surely received it. That is what God is expecting from us. That he said, let's listen to what the prophet said here. He said, you might say, we have heard this generation after generation. We have heard this for a long time. That is looking unto him. We have heard it for a long time. That is true. It's been preached for a long time. See? Look unto him. It has been preached for a long time. He said many ministers have took this same text. Thousands of them. They've preached it every day. Many times. Look unto him. He said you may say that we have heard this generation upon generation. But the prophet said, but here is the thing I want to ask you tonight. For these next few minutes, he said, but when you look, the question is, what do you see when you look? Amen. Amen. What do you see when you look? Look unto me, all the ends of the earth. Moses lifted up serpent up, and everyone looked and got healed. Now it depends on what you are looking for. See, it now depends on what you are looking for. That only depends on what you are looking for. See, he said, some people come here with their own opinion, their own idea, instead of taking what the word say. That's the way they saw Jesus, even when he was on earth here. But one thing is that he spoke again about what? The dying thief. He said the dying thief looked and saw a savior who could change his situation. If you look and you can see him, that someone who can change your situation, amen, it will happen. Amen. Amen. That's looking by faith. If you look at him and believe that he can change your situation, it has to come to pass. Looking by faith. So that's what the prophet said. It depends on what you are looking for. He said, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And he found pardon. And Jesus said, verily, I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. And it will never return to him void. It has to establish. Amen. He was looking for salvation. And he looked. That was what he was looking for. So the prophet said, depends on what you are looking for. Tonight, what are you looking for? Amen. Look, the Pharisees, the scribes, the Sadducees, they looked at Jesus. And what did they see? They saw him as what? A Beelzebub. That's how they saw him. Because they were looking for what? Trouble. They were looking for mistakes. You see, the other day we were reading how they came together to plan how they can entangle him. And in this way, how can you look at a person whom you have planned against? How can you see anything good in him? No matter what he does, you can never see anything good in him. Because your mind has already been what? You've charged your mind against the person already. My brother, my sister, the prophet said, it depends what you are looking for. See? Look at a blind man. A blind man looked onto Jesus and received his sight. Blind Bartimaeus, he was blind. Amen. He was blind. Those who have eyes, they said Beelzebub. The one who was blind, even could not see, but what? Hearing. Amen. Amen. Faith cometh by what? Hearing. He heard about him. He have not seen him. He have not, his eyes seen the miracles. But only heard of him. But because he was looking for his sight. Amen. He believed that, oh, you son of the Lord, have mercy, you son of David, have mercy upon me. See? And that was what he was looking for. And he got it. So the prophet said, depends on what you are looking for. And let us call one last person. The woman at the well. She heard about when the Messiah comes, what he can do. You see? And so it was on her heart. This knowledge was on her heart always. That when the Messiah comes, he will do this, he will do that. And so he was looking for him. Praise God. She was looking for him. So one day when she went to the well and saw a man, an ordinary man, even with all that his feet was just dirty and he doesn't look anything special. But when the man started to reveal all her secrets, oh, praise the Lord. To tell her things that she has done in her own secret. He doesn't know. She doesn't know this man. But when this man started to give, to bring out all these things, he said, man, I perceive you are a prophet. Oh, praise the Lord. I perceive you are a prophet. And the Messiah, when he comes, he will be able to do all these things that you are doing. And he said, I am he. She believed it. She was not looking at the outside appearance. If she had looked at the outside appearance, Jesus at that situation seated on the well of Jacob was nothing to take home. Praise God. Very simple man seated there. But because of what he was able to reveal to her, that alone, because he was looking for the Messiah. Amen. Tonight, my brother, my sister, whatever you are looking for, he said, you just look unto me. And he said, the prophet said, it depends on what you are looking for tonight. It depends on what you are looking for. Amen. Amen. What are you looking for tonight? You've got to ask yourself what you are looking for tonight. Why you've come here this night? Why didn't you stay at home? But you come all the way. You've closed from work. You've not reached your house. You've come and sat here. Why are you here? Why do you bother coming with all these little kids? Why are you here? Praise the Lord. Why can't you be at your house? But you've come here. So what are you looking for? My brother, my sister, tonight, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you look by faith, something that even you are not seeing it, but if you can look by faith, you will receive what? Because it is his word. Amen. So tonight, looking unto Jesus, look away from the world and look unto him. That day when Moses raised the serpent on the wilderness, if you don't look and believe that, when I look upon it, I will be healed, you will never be healed. As many that said, hey, look, I said, oh, come on, forget it. What can this brass serpent do for me? Oh, yes. You will never receive your healing. But as many that believed and looked at the brass serpent, brass judgment has what has been established. They looked and they received their healing. And he said, as Moses raised the serpent in the wilderness, so would the Son of Man also be raised. Christ himself said that. So also would the Son of Man be raised for that same purpose. If we will look unto him tonight, it will depend on what you are looking for. You will find it. The woman at the well, he was looking for the Messiah, and she found him because it was on her heart, looking for him. Blind Bartimaeus was looking for his sight. And with his blindness, he looked unto what? Jesus. So the looking, it depends on what you are looking for. Praise the Lord. Will the musicians come over? Oh, praise the Lord. Just think tonight. Think tonight. What must I look? What must I look for tonight? Ask yourself, what you should look for tonight? What are you looking for? Praise the Lord. Amen. He's here. He's here. He's going to fulfill it.
Your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful faith, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory. Soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There is light for a look at the Savior and life more.
turn your eyes,
still your eyes upon Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Look full, in His wonderful face, and the tears of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace. True death into life everlasting, He passed and we follow Him there. Over sins no more had the for more than conquerors we are.
Oh, turn your eyes,
till your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the tears of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Oh, turn your eyes,
turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in His wonderful face, and the tears of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Hold on for a moment, hold on for a moment. I just like the song that you have raised. Look unto Him, look full unto His wonderful face. Please give me James 1:25 and let us look at what the Word of God says here. Oh, James 1:25. There is something the Lord is speaking to us. He said, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continues therein, he be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Let us look into the perfect law of liberty. The perfect law of liberty is the Word of God. It gives you liberty, my brother, my sister. It's word of salvation. It gives you life. And if you continue to look into it, and you never forget what you look at, but you begin to do the things that the Word is telling you, God says, you'll be blessed. But tonight, it will depend on what you are looking for. And as the musicians have given us this song, said, turn your eyes and look fully into His wonderful face and the things of the earth. Everything that has been beset in you, it will fade away. So just look unto Him. Take away every unbelief and take away every doubt. What you are looking for tonight, my brother, my sister, just ask Him. What are you looking for? Get yourself into prayer now. Get yourself into prayer. Ask this musician, sing it once. And prayerfully, what are you looking for? Ask the Lord tonight. Ask Him. Ask Him what you are looking for.
His mouth shall not fail you, He promised.
He said, His word shall not fail you.
Believe
He promised
Him
it.
And
just believe Him.
Be
and it will be well.
Then go to a world that is dying. His perfect salvation to turn your eyes.
Wonderful faith, and the tears of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Yes, my brother, my sister, what are you looking for tonight? The prophet said it will depend on what you are looking for. Whatever you are looking for, ask him. He said, ask, it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. What are you looking for tonight? Look by faith. You may not see the thing that you are looking for, but believe. That's looking by faith. Believe. Noah have never seen rain, but God spoke it. God said it will rain. And he believed by faith. He looked unto God's word. And he was saved. He and his house, they were saved because they looked unto God's word, which faileth not. It depends on what you are looking for. Look for something, my brother. Look for something, my sister. He's here to deliver. Believe, believe. Only believe. Only believe that all things are possible. Only believe. Whatever you are looking for. It depends what you are looking for. The Lord, he knows your needs. He knows every need in this house. Blind Bartimaeus was looking for his sight, and he looked unto him. Just look unto him. He said, look unto me, and ye be saved. And as Moses raised the serpent in the wilderness, so the Son of Man will be raised. And the purpose for the serpent in the wilderness was whoever will look unto the serpent, the brass serpent on the pole, and the one who looked was healed. The same also, the Son of Man is raised today. He had paid a price for you and me. Believe the purpose why he went to the cross. He said, look unto me. Bring your requests. Speak to him. He said, I am God. And there is no other God beside me. I am a just God. A just God and a Savior. He's a just God. Oh, he cannot give to one man and then fail to give to another one. He's a just God. As he have done for others, he will do the same also for you. He has never changed. The same yesterday, today, and forever. The same yesterday, today, and forever. What he has done for others, he will do for you. That makes him a just God. A God who has never failed. He said his word will never return to him. He said he has spoken in his righteousness. The word has gone out of his mouth in righteousness. There is no lying God. There is no deception in God. So whatever he says, it has gone out of his mouth in righteousness. It is the truth. His truth will never fail. Tonight we have a prayer request. Our little boy, Nathaniel Caleb, as the little son of Brother Mike, had a little disorder, and they went to the hospital. The doctors said they want to observe the little boy. So he's in the hospital for observation, and we want to remember that little boy in prayer, that the Lord will just touch him. Yes. The prophet said, faith has nothing to do with distance. He's not here for us to lay our hands upon him. But the prophet said, faith has no distance. That is why the Roman centurion, when he met Jesus, he said, okay, let me go to your house and lay my hands upon your servant. He said, oh, my Lord, I have soldiers under me. When I say go, they go. When I say come, they come. And I know you have that same authority over every power, every disease, principalities, sickness and diseases. And so just speak the word. And I believe my son will be healed. That was what he was looking for. And he received it. So, let us send the word of healing right to our little boy in the name of Jesus Christ that he's healed. Let us remember that our little boy in prayer. Oh, dear Heavenly Father. Oh, we know that you are that same God that met the Roman centurion and he told you, speak the word. And I believe my son will be healed. Oh, Lord, tonight, oh, as we stand, oh, God, oh, in the same, Lord, situation, oh, Father, we say, speak the word, oh, God. And even we thank you, the Lord, you have given us the authority, oh, to speak, and it will come to pass. So in the name of Jesus Christ, we speak healing. We speak deliverance. Oh, we speak, Lord Jesus, that, oh God, at this hour, our little boy is healed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, oh God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, I received a testimony from Pastor that the Lord is moving mightily amongst them over in Israel. Oh, we thank God for it. And let us continue to remember them in prayer. Oh, that the Lord will accomplish all the purpose for them. Why the Lord sent them over there. Oh, so let's remember them in prayer. Let's remember them in prayer once again. Oh, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, we thank you, God, that as you said, this word of the gospel must be preached in every part of the world. Oh, for your coming, oh God. And Father, our pastor and our brother George. Oh, Lord, you send them all the way to Israel. Oh, Father, we commit into your hands. We've heard already testimony of the great things that you are doing, oh God. We pray that, Lord Jesus, greater things, oh Lord, will be made manifest amongst them, oh Lord Jesus. And that, Lord, let your glory, oh God, oh, be upon the people, oh Lord. Father, let everything be unto thy glory, Lord. We pray that, Lord Jesus, you continue to anoint them, oh Lord. Oh, by their worship, oh God. Oh, and then by the word of God. Oh, Father, bless, anoint them, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we want to remember the families that they've left here. Oh, let us remember the family they have left behind. That the Lord will bless them. The Lord will protect them. The Lord will sustain them. The Lord will keep them. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus, oh God. Father, we commit the family left here into your hands. The Lord, you be the one that will sustain and keep them, oh God, until they come, Lord. Father, even continue, Lord Jesus, oh, to bless them, Lord. Guide them against any works of the enemy, any forces we come against them in Jesus' name. We thank you, oh God. Oh, as many that, Lord, this moment, any request that has been laid before you, you said your children should ask, they should look for something tonight. And Father, they've placed their request before you, they've looked unto you. And that, Lord, whatever requests that have been laid before your throne of mercy tonight, Father, we believe in the name of Jesus Christ. According to your word that we've read tonight, that your word, what you have said, will never return to you void. That you have promised us in your righteousness, and that you are a just God. Father, we believe it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. That we will come back, O God, and give testimony to the glory of your name. Amen. Lord, as many of our brethren that are not here, Father, we know how, Lord, the serpents have been spread over, beating people. And they are sick spiritually. They are dying spiritually. Many are even dead, oh God. But Lord, we know you are the life and the resurrection. Amen. Father, we commit each and every one into your hands. That has been beaten, oh God. Father, we look unto you, oh Lord. Amen. We look at what you did on Calvary. Oh, you went to Calvary for a purpose, for our salvation. And Father, tonight we look unto the Calvary, Lord. For our brethren who are not here for good purposes, Lord. But Father, let the same blessing be upon them. Let them also, God, by your own way, be in the omnipresent everywhere. Lord, be present wherever they are and heal them, O Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, O God. Father, even we will commit to Lord our Saturday as we will be meeting here, O Lord Jesus, into your hands. That Father, once again, O Lord, the brother that will be coming, O Lord, anoint him, O Lord. Oh, let Lord Jesus, your word once again, O Lord, be made life unto us. Father, we commit to Lord Jesus, all the rest of the day, the night, Lord, into your hands. It is at this time, O God, all the forces of the night, spiritual wickedness in high places, workers of darkness, they come out. But Lord, we know that, O God, tonight, even if they come, your spirit will raise a standard against them. So Lord, we believe in the name of Jesus Christ. But I commit each and every one here into your hands as we go back into our closets and our homes. Father, grant genuine mercies, Lord. Let each and every one of God, oh, get back. And Father, with the same anointing upon us, Lord, let us continue to look unto you, God. Let's look unto you, Lord Jesus. Because you are the only one that will provide for us. Father, we just saw a sister who entered here, and we've not seen her before. I don't know if he has been here before, but Lord, I commit her into your hands, Lord. As he has come to visit, Lord Jesus, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ that she will live here with a testimony of what he has looked unto you tonight and has placed before your throne of mercy and grace. Father, let it be unto her according to her faith, Lord. Because as long as she has been here, it's for a purpose, Lord. Let that purpose be realized, Lord. We commit her into your hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless her, Lord. And let this day not be the last. Let her be coming, O God, to have fellowship all around your revealed word. In Jesus' name, O God, we pray. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for our musicians, Lord. Bless them, O Lord Jesus, for the anointing that, O God, you have brought upon us tonight. We thank you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you. Oh, just give us one song and just greet your brother, greet your sister. Say, God richly bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. God bless you. God bless you. How nice. How great. Hallelujah. God bless you, our precious sister. What's your name? Naomi. Oh, God bless you. We have very sweet Naomi's story here. So you come and listen. Praise God. Oh, so great. Amen.
Fading in the Father and faith in the Son.
Faith in the Holy Ghost, dear spirit, our one. Demons will tremble as we awake. Faith in Jehovah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord, we are living here with faith. With faith in you. Believe in the Lord. In your name, all things are possible. We believe in your God. Our faith is in you. The works of Satan, demons will be trembling by now.
In Jehovah.
God richly bless you, brethren. God richly bless you, sisters.
In the Father and faith in the Son, faith in the Holy Ghost is three, now one. Demons will tremble and sin out to wait faith in Jehovah. Father, faith in the Son, faith in the Holy Ghost, is our one. Demons will thrive.